Yeah, I mean, I think it's important for us to really honor and connect with the service members and veterans and their families. I mean, being obviously the Chicago Bears and Soldier Field being a memorial. And our founder, George Halas, he served in World War I, World War II. So it's something that has a little more importance for us.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. Veteran voices here on WGN, and no better time, of course, around Veterans Day and, of course, all year to be able to talk a little bit about the support of the men and women in uniform. And whenever you can couple that with what I say is America's pastime, I don't think it's baseball. It's definitely the NFL. And of course, the resurgent Bears, who are often winning, that is great. And you can combine both of those. I think we're on to a winning combination. Excited to have on the line, he's the director of player and alumni relations for the often victorious Chicago Bears. It's Matt Simeone. Matt, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane, for having me.
Now, when it comes to Salute to Service, and listeners, they'll know that when they're watching throughout the month of November, you know, the players, you know, some of the teams do separate jerseys. There's certainly a lot of things that people can purchase on the merch side that, you know, recognize veterans and the armed forces, and on the sidelines as well with the coaching. And so Salute to Serve is just one of the ways that the NFL uses its huge platform to raise awareness and support for things that are important not only to the league, but also to the fans, the players, and the country. So, Matt, you know, when it comes down to Salute to Serve, the entire NFL does it, all the teams do it, but do you feel any extra pressure? Obviously, you play in Soldier Field, a little more pressure to kind of represent on something like this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important for us to really honor and connect with the service members and veterans and their families. I mean, being obviously the Chicago Bears and Soldier Field being a memorial to World War I veterans, it's really important to us. And our founder, George Halas, obviously, he served in World War I, World War II. So it's something that has a little more importance for us.
You think about this, that connection with the service, with the different branches, with the NFL, oftentimes just, you know, like a lot of the people, of course, that listen and the fans, they have those connections as well. You know, some over the years that come to mind, Rocky Blyer, you know, with the Pittsburgh Steelers, or Roger Staubach with the Naval Academy, legend for the Dallas Cowboys. You think about that. And Matt, if you could share a little bit, just the NFL's connection to the service and to the veterans.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important for us. We have a lot of alumni who served or had family that served. So it's really important to us to really honor those members of the military. We host events in partnership with USAA throughout the year, whether it be practice visits, Military Appreciation Day, a training camp. And we've hosted several different visits over the last few weeks, including some visits at the Naval Station of Great Lakes, where few of our guys got to interact with some of the sailors there. So it's important to us to really strengthen that bond within the military community.
It means a ton to the fans. I know that they love it, and all the veterans that see that recognition, it's great. You know, we sometimes lose track because it's just such a big part of our life in the sports and in all the fandom that the players are often very young, and maybe they're not as aware of certain things. Do you feel that? And what kind of feedback do you get from some of the Bears players when either they get integrated into some of these events, or they get taken to, whether it's the bases or even just seeing all that recognition? Do the players give you feedback too? Is this is sort of changing their awareness?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the players nowadays, they do have connections, whether it be some of their family members, aunts and uncles in the service. And that's a way for them to connect. We, you know, did a visit at the Naval Station Great Lakes a couple weeks ago, and we had Travis Homer go, who was our Salute to Service Award nominee. Josh Blackwell also went. Theo Benedict, who obviously is Canadian, and Tori Taylor, Australian, they also went. They toured the base, and they had a great time just getting to know some of those guys and some of the sailors there. And we got some great feedback from them and how much they enjoyed sort of learning about the day-to-day lives of those sailors.
You know, the commitment is year-round for the Bears, and obviously the support in general, but this is that opportunity to recognize it. As we kind of look back to this last week, what an exciting game, obviously, for the Bears to win. So you guys at Halas Hall have got to be just excited the way that the season is going so far. But in recognition, there's special events that happen during the game, during all the games, right, in the NFL. But for you guys, what did you guys do specifically this last weekend?
Yeah, so we had some pregame performances by the Crunch Time Productions Band. They're a local band made up of veterans. We had Air Force veteran Mark Lindquist sing our national anthem. We had the Northern Illinois Marching Band out at halftime doing a tribute performance and honoring service members and their family. And then every game, we do a Boeing military salute where we honor a current active duty service member or veteran. And that is a big highlight of the game for us during the third quarter. We do a lot of things throughout the salute to service game to really show those who serve that we really appreciate what they've done.
One of the ways that not only raise awareness, but, you know, give the fans an opportunity to represent with some of that is through the apparel. Talk a little bit about that. How did that get started? I know it's cool for the coaching staff and everything, but the fans love it too. And it certainly does it. Does it raise, whether it's funds for veterans causes, or is it just something cool to kind of show your support?
Yeah. So the league started that back in, I think about 2011, the salute to service gear. Well, obviously it is a very popular with our fans, raises money for some causes that the NFL supports through the Tillman Foundation, Wounded Warrior Project, and USO. But it sells out very quickly. Game day, the pro shop is packed. I was in there this past Sunday. And it's definitely gear that is very popular with our fans.
To let the listeners know, we're talking with Matt Simeone. He's the Director of Player and Alumni Relations for the Chicago Bears, right? The soon-to-be. There's people saying that this could be the year that the Bears will not only win the division, get into the playoffs, but possibly a Super Bowl run. I know you don't want to be too presumptuous, but with all of the positivity happening, just a little insight from Hallis Hall.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, it's been a fun season. It's obviously been a lot of nail biters, but we've really enjoyed it so far. And all of us there that are on game days are always excited to see what happens. And then the fourth quarters have been close, but it's been a lot of fun for us.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it. The fans appreciated all that effort, obviously the success. And of course, the veterans appreciate all that recognition related to that. We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com for all of it, Matt. And as we let you go, and we know that the Bears are supporting veterans, obviously Soldier Field, that testament to that all year long. If they want to get more information about things that are happening with the Bears and specifically some of these initiatives, where can they go?
They can go to ChicagoBears.com/community. They can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Bears Outreach or at Chicago Bears. And we put up everything that the players and alumni are doing throughout the season in the community.
Again, we'll have links up at WGNRadio.com. Thanks, Matt, for all that you guys are doing. Go Bears. Appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you. Take care. Go Bears.